One thing Live's magnificent obsession is what worship music is supposed to be. At first glance, it feels like you might be listening to a passion worship album, then you're not sure if it's a Hillsong project. Then comes that inexplicable feeling that this has to be Jesus culture. Finally, you'll realize that it is simultaneously all of the above and none of the above. The project captures an appropriate sense of both awe-inspiring praise and prophetic and humbled worship of a holy God. The Live aspect of the project really captures the atmosphere of the One Thing Live conference itself, at least in regards to the music. Worthy of It All is the first track of the project and does a good job setting the tone for the overall experience. And that is what the One Thing Live album is, an experience. Movement after movement moves the listener through a series of different emotions as they discover something more about God. Storm All Around You is easily the best song on the project, starting out with a haunting, brooding piano line before moving into a clash of instruments and voices that burn as hotly as the lyrics that birthed them. Adopting language from the Book of Daniel and the Book of Revelation, this song is a great image of a fierce God whose love burns for us. The only piece I wasn't a fan of was Misty Edwards' All Men Are Broken. While the message about God being unlike our earthly fathers, especially those who have abandoned their children, it breaks the overall flow of the album. It's kind of a not song in terms of how it's delivered. It's a sing-songy, talk-through piece that attempts to act as prophetic pronouncement, but it just ends up feeling strange. The length of the tracks might not sit well with others, but it really seems to communicate a willingness on the part of the leaders to allow the music the amount of time it needed to sink in and the Holy Spirit the time to work in hearts and minds. For that reason, the Christian Manifesto gives One Thing Live's Magnificent Obsession a 4.5 out of 5.